I would have.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Everyone who has ever been bone-tired, raise your hand. Come on, let me see those hands. How about frustrated? What about low energy? What about a headache, a backache, all over body ache, sore knees, swollen feet? Am I in your neighborhood yet? Cold, a flu. Let's see. How many of you been broke? Checks bounced, downsized, possessions repossessed. So much going on in your life, you were feeling sorry for yourself. Well, you're not alone. There are many who can say true that or done that and been there and have been tempted right along with you to do a little, oh, woe is me or poor is me or why me or throw your own pity party. Last week, I went to make a hospital call on someone who wasn't supposed to make it, but they did. The medical staff in two hospitals were not optimistic, and the prognosis was poor. But God, go ahead, touch your neighbor, say, but God. God had another plan. And when I asked her what she wanted to tell people about this challenging season, she said, don't take life for granted. It's the little things you take for granted. Beloved, today, cancel that pity party. Retrieve the invitation to Lamentations. Don't take life for granted. And please don't stumble over the little things. So if you're tempted to feel sorry for yourself, think about Wilma Rudolph, a little girl with polio who grew up to be an Olympic champion. Or Liz Murray, homeless and poor on the streets of New York City, who graduated from Harvard University this year. Or Bonnie St. John, who with one leg became a Paralympic champion. Or J.K. Rowling, unemployed and on welfare, clinically depressed, all before writing her first Harry Potter novel. Or Chris Gardner, who went from sleeping in the subway station with his young son to starting his own brokerage firm. Or my friend, who is determined by the grace of God to live. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. All right, today, cancel all pity parties. And remember Hebrews 10:36, so you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that God has promised.